joining our Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry. We're still in the book of Ephesians. We're over in chapter 2, 17 through 22. So 17. And he came and preached peace to who were far off and peace to those who are near. For through him we are both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers, aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundations of the apostles, prophets, Jesus Christ being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a temple, a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by his Spirit. So as you look at Ephesians chapter 2, picking up in verse 17, I thought this was really interesting. And when he came and we preached peace to who are far off and peace to those who are near. Peace to those who are far off, Gentiles. Peace to those who are near, Jews. Peace to a group of people that dislike each other beyond words. And so as God is using the Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians, he's just guiding, shepherding, letting people know that one's not more important than the other. But then I think the big thing for me would be verse 19. So then, because you got this peace, so then you are no longer strangers and aliens. For the Gentiles, life-changing, right? So they're no longer the outcast, the ones who look down on. Now you're no longer strangers, aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of God's household. You are members of the household of God. You are no longer the ones put out. You are part of the family. You've been welcomed in. And I don't know if the church at Ephesus did this, but just to think about what it would be to sit down and just say, okay, I am part of the household of God. How'd I get there? The gospel. That's Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. 10, workmanship. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Now, I'm part of a family whose father is big enough for every and all situations. They're still going to come. There's going to be opportunities for growth. It's going to hurt. It's not going to make sense. But now that I'm part of this family, I have someone that will be able to help me navigate through that. 20 says, built on the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. Little neat little phrase in here is an opportunity not to elevate the apostles and the prophets. Who's the cornerstone of everything? Who's the cornerstone of the church? It's Jesus. Who's the cornerstone of our life? It's Jesus. And so he wanted this, Paul, really the Holy Spirit wanted the church at Ephesus to say, hey, look, there's one place you need to build. That's on Jesus. In whom the whole structure being joined together. So everything is wrapped around the gospel. Everything's wrapped around Jesus. He needs to be the cornerstone. He is the foundational part of who we are as individuals, of our local church. Hopefully he's part of your family. And so these people now, Church at Ephesus, get the opportunity to move together, grow together, walk in truth, understand truth. Why? Because they're part of the family of God. Have confidence in the situations and the things of life that they are part of. And so hopefully as you kind of look through these verses, you'll kind of go back and say, yep, what a blessing it is for me to be part of the family of God, part of Bible Fellowship Church family. And then also remind ourselves, okay, look, the cornerstone of everything needs to be Jesus. Sorry for the little beeps here and there. Working with a family, working towards a funeral, so I apologize for that. I thought I had everything switched off, and so they're texting me. So pray for us as we shepherd families the next couple of days through the funeral process. But as we shepherd our own individual lives, as we shepherd our own church family, knowing that when we say yes to the gospel, that our Father, our home, our family is going to be okay, not because of the members, but because the cornerstone of everything that we do is Jesus. So thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to have a Bible, to be able to spend time in it, to be able to grow and mature in that. We also need you to help in that process to continue to allow us to grow to maturity, continue to see our inadequacies, our failures, continue to see the victories that you're doing in our lives for your glory. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. In your name I pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.